Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 45, verse 15 all the way to 25. Okay. You can chant it with me, but we have a lot of verses and we have to talk about other things. So we'll do the last verse or so. Sarvam svam gyati sambandhan digya kamsa bhayakulam Yadu Vishnandaka Madhu Dasharha Kukuradikam Sabhajitan Samasvasya Videsha Vasakarsitam Nyavasaya Sagviheshu Vitae Santarpya Vishvakrit. The Lord then brought all his close family members and other relatives back from the various places to which they had fled in fear of Kamsa. He received the Yadus, Rishnis, Andakas, Madhus, Dasharhas, Kukuras, and other clans with due honor. He also consoled them, for they were weary of living in foreign lands. Then Lord Krishna, the creator of the universe, Vishvakrit, the creator of the universe, resettled them in their homes and gratified them with valuable gifts. 17:18. Krishna Sankarsana Bhujayar Gupta Labda Manoratha Griheshu Ramire Siddha Krishna Ramakata Jara Vikshantoharahapita Mukunda Vadanam Bhujam Nityam Pramoditam Shima Sadaya Smita Vikshanam. Translation. The members of these clans, protected by the arms of Lord Krishna and Lord Shankarshan, felt that all their desires were fulfilled. Thus they enjoyed perfect happiness while living at home with their families. Because of the presence of Krishna and Balaram, they no longer suffered from the fever of material existence. Every day, these loving devotees could see Mukunda's ever-cheerful lotus face, which was decorated with beautiful, merciful, smiling glances. Smita Vikshanam, Shimad Sadaya Smita Vikshanam Nityam Pramuditam Shrimat. Pramuditam means cheerful, and Nityam always, Shrimat beautiful, Sadaya merciful, with merciful, Smita smiling, Vikshanam with glances. 19. Tatra pravayaso pyasam yuvano ti balojasa pibanto kshar mukundasya mukam buja sudhamuhu. Even the most elderly inhabitants of the city appeared youthful, full of strength and vitality, for with their eyes they constantly drank the elixir of Lord Mukunda's lotus face. Shudham, the nectar, muhu, repeatedly. Aptanandam samasadya bhagavan devaki suta shankarshanaschara jendra parisvadye dankutu. Then, O exalted Parikshit, the Supreme Lord Krishna, the son of Devaki, along with Lord Balaram, approached Nanda Maharaj. The two lords embraced him and then addressed him as follows. 21. Pitaryuvabhyam snigdabhyam poshitau lilatau bisham pitro radyadika pitir atmajene svatmanopihi. Krishna and Balaram said, O Father, you and Mother Yashoda have affectionately maintained us and cared for us so much. Indeed, parents love their children more than their own lives. 22. Sapita sacha janani yau pushnitam saputravat shishun bandhu bir utristan akalpai posharakshane. They are the real father and mother who care for as they would their own sons, children abandoned by relatives, unable to maintain and protect them. 23. Yatayu yam brajam tata vayam chasneha dukitam yatin vodrashtum esyamo vidhaya suhitam sukam. Now you should all return to Vraja, dear father. We shall come to see you, our dear relatives. We shall come to see you, our dear relatives, who suffer in separation from us, as soon as we have given some happiness to your well-wishing friends. Purport. The Lord here indicates his desire to satisfy his dear devotees in Mathura, Vasudeva and Devaki, and other members of Garuda dynasty, who for so long have been separated from him during his stay in Vrindavan. 24. Evam santvaya bhagavan nandam savrajam achyuta vasolankara kupyadya arhayam asasadaram. Thus consoling Nanda Maharaj and the other men of Braj, the infallible Supreme Lord respectfully honored them with gifts of clothing, jewelry, household utensils, and so on. 25. Ityuktastau prasvadya nanda pranaya vihwala purayanna shubhir netre sagopaya rajam yayo. Translation. Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed with affection upon hearing Krishna's words, and his eyes brimmed with tears as he embraced the two lords. Then he went back to Vraja with the cowherd men. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti has written an extensive purport to this verse, elaborately analyzing this portion of Lord Krishna's pastimes, just as a man places his valuable gold within fire to reveal its purity. The Lord placed his most beloved devotees, the residents of Vrindavan, in the fire of separation from him in order to manifest their supreme love. This is the essence of the Acharya Vishwanath's comments. Om Gana Tamanandasya Gananjana Sharaka Chakshuna Militam Dhyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Dhyena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadarha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here throughout these so many verses, Krishna is satisfying various devotees in different ways. He brought them back from where they were. Videshi is a common word now used in India, videshi, when you go out of the country. Become videshi. Without your desh, your country, you go somewhere else. He consoled them, and he was sorry that they had to be separated from him. Nanda Maharaj was overwhelmed with affection upon hearing Krishna's words, his eyes brim with tears. Purayan ashubir netre. This crying system is more or less unknown, separation in ecstasy, but this is the standard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also brought, that yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me, that Mahaprabhu says in his seventh of the Shikshastakam prayers, Yugaitam Nimishena. In separation, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he's acting as devotee, especially in the mood of Radharani, who feels the most separation. But in any of the standard of any of these devotees, whatever theirs, relation with Krishna, they can feel separation. So he's saying, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravritayitam Shunyayitam. The whole world is void in separation of Krishna. And as seems like a yuga, Yuga is a long time. Sometimes it's taken us 12 years. Somehow we have this translation. Or a yuga is a really long time also, more than 12 years. A whole yuga, Satya Yuga, is 400. Or Kali Yuga is rather 400 even. That yuga is 437,000 years. And what to speak of Satya Yuga? Long time, a yuga, in separation of Krishna. Sunyaitam Jagat Sarvam. This Jagat, whole Sarvam Jagat, is empty. Prahlad Maharaj also says something like that. He couldn't see how this universe, Naveda Jagat Idrasham, this Jagat could go on. Naveda Jagat Idrasham. Krishna Graha Gahitatma. He was feeling also his own separation of Krishna. And this song we just sang is simply a song of separation. Kaha. Not only separation of Krishna, but here Narottam Das Thakur is feeling separation. Because we're not advanced, we cannot feel directly separation of Krishna, but that doesn't exclude anyone from feeling separation. We will feel great separation. The more jatak vichare, the more that we study these books given, Rupa Raghunatha Parehoi Beakuti, Narottam says in another place, the more enthusiastic we are to study these shastras, the books of the acharyas or the Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentaries, then Kori Premadam, the more we'll feel prem, ecstasy. And the more we feel a little glimpse of that bliss, even ananda, some glimpse, then when we don't feel it, we'll feel something. And these, we hear about kaha morasva rupa kaha sanatan, then that we'll think such great personalities. Today is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, disappearance. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he's given commentary that in the mood, not even the mood, but that he considers Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually an expansion or in such a great mood of Gadadhara Pandit, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So then mysteriously we see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has disappeared on the very same day, feeling such absence. The last 4 years of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was in feigning some type of disease, but he hardly spoke to anyone, saw anybody, only maybe one or two servants. And he retired in his samadhi. 4 years from 1910 to 1914, and today is 100 years disappearance. And then, if we study his life, and I brought, can you hand me that bag? I brought the Seventh Goswami. There's so many things we could read, but and even in this book, Seventh Goswami. Yes, thanks. The whole book is, a lot of it is based on Svalikita Jivani. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote his own Svalikita, his own writing of his life, Jivani, in response to one of his sons, Lalit Prasad Thakur. He was brother of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. He was born after. In 1880 he was born. And in 1895 or 6, he requested his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to please tell me of your life. Now, some people say that he wrote down the notes. I don't know if Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the notes of his life, but he wrote like 150-60 pages with exact dates. Now, I mean, if those of us who have read about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is such a great personality, whether he wrote the notes of his life, I mean, he didn't plan to write that autobiography, just his son asked him to write it. So if you consider that he, the books that he wrote and his amazing intellect, he wrote exact dates, what he did. Only thing he wrote when he was 2 years old, his father had gone somewhere and was returning, and someone else told him, his aunt, that he had spoke a poem when his father was returning, which I don't remember. It's about a bird flying. He was 2 years old at that time. So he spoke one poem at 2 years old, which we know from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing is that possible. So all the dates he had exactly, you know, when he went, and there's hundreds of dates. I couldn't tell you one date. I could tell you maybe five dates in my life, because I purposely did them on my birthday or something. But he wrote hundreds of dates exactly what happened, you know. So a lot of that is in this book, not everything though, there's many things. And also in the back, there's an area where of quotes from Prabhupada. But any way you read in this book, you're going to get glorification of a great, great personality. And the more the glorification is there, the more we can enter in this Bhagavat mood of viraha, bhav, this separation. It automatically will happen that you'll think, these great persons, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath, Gopal Bhatta, the six Goswamis, and here he's glorifying Srinivas, or in other songs. But here he's glorifying Kaviraj Goswami. And all those personalities, they have left us unlimited treasure trove of ecstatic realizations. And what to speak of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, in his mood, we also brought some Chaitanya-charita, that he was in the mood of Radharani's feeling of separation, or also Rukmini in the Gaura Lila. We hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a manifestation of Radha Krishna. And Gadadhar Pandit, he shows the greatest love and devotion, just like Radharani does in Krishna Lila. So in Gaura Lila, Gadadhar, in our Panchatattva Gadadhar, he shows the most acute separation. He was given the Kshetra Sannyas, that he would stay and worship Gopinath in Yameshwar, Chota Gopinath. But when Mahaprabhu was going to Vrindavan, he couldn't stay there. He couldn't stay back in Jagannath Puri. So he traveled to a certain point. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you have to stay back. You're Kshetra Sannyas. You're worshiping Gopinath. I will get bad reputation if you don't go, because I gave you this service. Do you want that? Do you want me to have bad reputation? That this is practically the only way he could get him to go back to his service, but not before he fainted. And so there's some pastimes with Gadadhar. We can read them also. But first we'll read a little Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But all this is in the mood that we're hearing of separation. Not all, but a lot, in the mood of separation. There's one verse, there's one song, 20 verses, Bhajagodruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. The last verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, he saves the last, Smaragora Gadadhara Keli Kavam. You should always remember, think of these pastimes of Gora Gadadhara. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in the last verse, amazing song, and in the last verse, Smaragora Gadadhara, okay, Bhava Gora Gadadhara Paksachara, become the servant of Gora Gadadhara. And then Shrinugura, always hear also Katam, the sweet nectarine talks about Gora Gadadhara, their relationship. So today would be the perfect day to hear that also, as recommended by Bhaktivinoda, who is fully imbued with the mood of Gadadhar. Bhakti Siddhanta says that he's expansion, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of Gadadhar. They have left on the same day, this day, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur feeling such great painful separation of Mahaprabhu, just as Gadadhar felt. He was always subservient. The comparison is made in Gaura Lila, where Jagadananda Pandit, he is in the mood of Satyabhama. He is always defiant. He wants to contradict Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a very childhood friend, Jagadananda Pandit. And
He also becomes very angry with Mahaprabhu sometimes. Still, as angry as he gets, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always wants his prasadam. He says it tastes better that time. He even had a big jug of sandalwood and he smashed it. But Gadadhar is not like that. Although he is also sometimes punished, seemingly, externally. Kaviraj Goswami says if one is a fool and he thinks externally about Gaura Leela, that somehow actually Chaitanya was actually punishing these great personalities, intimate associates, and they're actually arguing when actually it's a mock arguing, ecstatic, just like coward boys, and or Radha Krishna or arguing may argue and have some sharp words. If someone is such a fool, he'll be denied the ecstasy, entering into the ecstasy of Chaitanya Leela. He'd be vanquished, he says, vanquished. So we don't want to be vanquished. The way to avoid it is to relish how it's written. So anyway, we'll read a few things about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's hardly possible to say enough. You have 3-4 days, you might be able to say something about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even I read it recently that he studied Sanskrit at one point, and he was going around Calcutta. He studied logic, and he would, it's funny, he would go all over Calcutta just walking the streets and looking for sabha, some pot, some vidyalaya, some place, some school where he could go and challenge. Before he even became full-fledged Gaura Bhakta, even in his youth, as a teenager, he would go around Calcutta and challenge anybody, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even he was speaking with this, Satyendranath Tagore. He is the brother of Rabindranath Tagore. And he was a friend. They had big library. They were the top prominent family in Calcutta those days. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was his friend. He was going reading all their books. So when he would discuss philosophy, even though he was only 18, 17, 18 years old, they would say, Babu, we cannot discuss this. You are too much intellectual. You know too much. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur showed this pastime of being this huge intellectual. Here it says, anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was an expert linguist conversant with English, Urdu, Persian, Odia, Bengali, and Sanskrit. He wrote a book on the history of Ulogram, even when he was 11 years old. Ula was where he was born, in that place. And then that was lost. And then he wrote the Poriad, the prehistory of Christ. This took place before Christ, Alexander the Great, trying to conquer India. When he was 15, 16, he wrote these books. So he was very, very highly placed. They used to call him Mr. ABC. Even when he was a small kid, he was taken in palanquin to Krishnagar for special education with the very elite persons. And he would maybe go back on the weekends and stay there. But his grasp of English was, even when he was 6, 7, 8 years old. There's some very interesting pastimes of Bhaktivinoda Thakur when he was a small kid. Like we hear about abuse in schools and all that. But it was in his school that the teacher was so abusive, he used to beat the kids, and he would have other bigger kids would have to beat the small kids. And if you wanted to go to the bathroom, you have to spit on the ground in the blazing sun, and if you came back after that spit was dry, you'll be beaten. And if you didn't bring anything from home, you'll be beaten. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur's brother was 4 years old, Haridas. One day, he was so angry, at 4 years old, he wanted to kill the teacher. He took a machete, and Bhaktivinoda was 6. His name was Kedarnath. So they were taking a nap, but everyone was taking a nap, and the teacher was napping. So the Haridas thought, this is a good time, I'll kill the teacher. It's pretty heavy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur woke up, he heard something going on, he took that machete from him. Then the teacher saw what happened, and he left. He left his post. Bhaktivinoda, when he was a small kid, there was one guard. At that time, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was small, his parents, his relatives were very wealthy, relatively wealthy, and they had many guards also. So the head guard, he had been a dacoit, a plunderer, gunda before. And one night, by accident, so many colorful things Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. So one night, that guard, when he was a dacoit, he went into a house, of course there was no light, and they started just cutting people's heads off. And he cut his own guru's head off. So he just shows you how colorful life Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He heard this when he was like 5 years old from the guard, or even less. So, because he always chanted Ram, 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 that Chokidar. Ram, Ram, Ram. Always, constantly. So, little Kedar, he said, how come you're chanting always Ram? So he told him the story that he had accidentally cut his guru's head, and he was prescribed by somebody, please always chant Ram, Ram. Bhaktivinoda Thakur always had a taste for big pageantry. He loved to watch it as a boy. You can read about it sometime. And the different sadhus he would visit and hear from them, different stories. And especially he would hear Ramayana and Mahabharata. So he heard these things as a small kid. And his memory was, amazing. So he knew everything. And gradually, you kind of come to this position to be Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one, like that, instantly rubber stamp. There's some gurus or rubber stamp guru. But we get the real acharyas, therefore we feel this deep separation from our acharyas. Bhaktivinoda was a voracious reader of the Puranas and other Vedic texts, as well as the writings of numerous ancient and modern. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many times he can quote all these British and Western philosophers, and he was huge intellectual. Most of us never even heard of them. He knew all these things. European authors. He could cite passages from scriptures such as the Bible, the Quran, on appropriate occasions. His habit was to uncover every facet of whatever subject matter he examined. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the beginning, he was like a school teacher, and gradually he kept trying to pass the bar. Finally, he passed the bar law exam. And then he was posted as magistrate, then he became chief magistrate, in Puri. And then he was transferred finally in Narail. He met his initiating guru, Vipin Bihari. And finally he went to Vrindavan, he met Jagannath Das Babaji, the foremost Sarvabhauma, or the supreme, topmost Vaishnava there. He instructed him in Vaishnavism. So his life is an amazing thing to read. His habit was to uncover every facet of whatever subject matter he examined. His thoroughness of endeavor never faltered. He was above all a self-realized soul whose numerous writings will inspire people for centuries. From the age of 12, when he wrote Harikatha and Shumba Nishumba Yudha, until his final days, his pen was never idle. He wrote about the moths of Orissa, all the different temples and places in Orissa. He wrote about that history. So many things. Long before Bhaktivinoda Thakur, even his great relatives, they came to Orissa being instructed by Nityananda Prabhu, who was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his lineage goes back like that. Okay. And then there's one here from Prabhupada's letters. We have different things, which is very nice to read on occasion. I hope I get the chance to read more about Gadadhar Pandit. But I'll read one or two of these. This is from a letter. I am so pleased upon you that you are showing the example of an ideal householder. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also a householder, but he lived in such a perfect Krishna consciousness that he is better than many sannyasis like us. Prabhupada saying many. So go figure that one. It's Prabhupada's words in the letter. So far I'm concerned, I could not live like Bhaktivinoda Thakur because I was disgusted with my family members and I was obliged to give up my family life. We take it for granted that we have dedicated our life for Krishna's service in three ways, namely in our body, our mind, and our words. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sung in a poetry, Manasa Deho Geho, Jo Kichu More. So a grahastha, or householder like you, you are also Tridandi, a renunciate. This is to Rupanuga in 1968. Another letter. So, you should try to understand these principles of married life and use your discretion. You should not imitate great personalities like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but you must follow his footprints. But it is not always possible to have the same success as great personalities like Bhaktivinoda Thakur achieve. So in all circumstances, you should try to follow the footprints of authorities, but never try to imitate them. Satsrup, 1968. This one's to Shivananda, also 1968. So it is not slavish when one agrees to become the slave of Krishna and his representative, because this is the liberated position, liberated from being slave to the senses. Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, my dear Vaishnav Thakur, spiritual master, let me become your dog, Tomara Kukur, and I shall remain at your door, and I shall guard against any nonsense persons trying to enter it. Whatever food you will give me, I shall eat. I shall remain as your dog. So that's a very broad instruction. That although Prabhupada is saying throughout here that we cannot become like Bhaktivinoda, but we can become he. Bhaktivinoda himself said, Tomara Kukur. Let me become your Vaishnava Thakur. Let me become your dog. So although we are not, Prabhupada is saying that Bhaktivinoda is greater than many sannyasis like himself, what to speak of us. So if we are a dog, Kali Kukura Mudgara Bhava Dharam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he compares the Kali Yuga to a kukur, a dog. Harinama Mahoshara Dana Param. And that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the medicine, a stick, also to beat this dog of Kali Yuga back. And this dog is always trying to bark and bite the Vaishnavas, or anybody. Vaishnavas are included in anybody. Everyone is very dog-like in Kali Yuga. They're all little representatives of Kali. So therefore, rather than become the dog of Maya of Kali, and we become the dog of the Vaishnava, Tomara Kukur, Vaishnava, Thakur. So that's the mission, to become dog. That means you, at any time, we can defend, protect the prestige, the philosophy, the mission of Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any time, we can do any easily. We don't have to become great, great intellect like Bhaktivinoda, Bhaktisiddhanta, or Prabhupada. We can just simply defend and preach, do some small thing, anything. Let me become your dog. I shall remain at your door. I shall remain as your dog, and you'll give me some small thing to eat. So we can read one more, 1968. Thank you very much for your endeavor, and all blessing of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati will be bestowed upon you, because you are trying to push on their lifelong mission. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in the year of my birth, first attempted to introduce these missionary activities, and the same attempt is being renovated by your combined efforts. I am sure that Lord Chaitanya and his eternal associates, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, will be pleased to bestow their mercy upon you. Please try to continue this attempt. I'm sure you shall be successful. That's the Hayagriva. Okay. So, since there's no time left technically, but some time is eternal, see what I can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Gadadhar. I didn't know if I kept the place, but now some of the prominent pastimes of course, in the Navadvip Leela, there's others, but we're reading here Puri. Oops. We'll read this pastime. This Balabhat Acharya is a great, great pundit of the time. Anyone heard of him? Didn't hear of him? But you'll read this book in the, this is Ancha 7, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And here the unfolds Gadadhar Pandit. Let's see how long this goes. Oh, if I just read verse, it's not very long. It won't hurt. If we can get to that part, we'll see. Well, Balabhat, previously, he had served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan, and he was given great respect by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could detect there was some pride because he was such a great pundit, acharya, but still he was proud. So when he came to Puri, Lord Chaitanya taught him some good lessons, and very much involved Gadadhar Pandit, who became his guru. And first thing was, he came to Puri, this Balabhat, and he was glorifying Lord Chaitanya, "You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead," and so many things. He seemed very humble. But he had written a commentary on the Bhagavatam, and a commentary on Lord Krishna's name, which he wanted Lord Chaitanya to hear. He wanted him to hear these things. And he was, every day he would come in the assembly, and although he felt like a duck among swans, still his ego was, he was like Indra. Later Lord Chaitanya compared to Indra, that his pride had to be cut down like a thunderbolt. So, but when he would come, he would say different things. So one day he proposed that, "I have tried to describe elaborately the meaning of Krishna's holy name. Kindly hear this explanation." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "I don't accept many different meanings for the holy name of Krishna. I only know that Krishna is Shamsundar and Yasodananda. That's all I know. A matra jani. That's all I know." What is he supposed to say about that? Then there's a Sanskrit verse from the Namakamudi about Shamsundar and Yasodanandana. "Mahaprabhu is omniscient, therefore he could understand Balabhat's explanations of Krishna's name and Bhagavatam were useless. Sarvagya Prabhu Jani Tar Karan Upeksha, therefore he didn't care about them." When Mahaprabhu rigidly declined to hear his explanation, Balabhat went home feeling very morose. His faith and devotion to the Lord changed. Thereafter, Balabhat went to the home of Gadadhar Pandit. He kept coming and going, showing affection in various ways, and thus maintaining a relationship with him. Because Lord Chaitanya did not take Balabhat very seriously, none of the people in Jagannath Puri would hear any of his explanations. Ashamed, insulted, unhappy, Balabhat went to Gadadhar Pandit. Approaching him with great humility, Balabhat said, "I have taken shelter of you, dear sir." He doesn't say sir, but it says, it's Prabhupada's translation, but Amarajivan, Rako, Amarajivan, you please give me back my life, save me. Approaching with great humility, he said, "I have taken shelter of you. Kindly be merciful and save my life. Please hear my explanation of the meaning of Krishna's name. In that way, the mud of the shame that has come upon me will be washed off." It's pretty heavy. I mean, you're in Jagannath Puri and nobody cares about you now because Lord Chaitanya didn't just blew him off. Like, the word gets around fast in Jagannath Puri in those days. If Lord ignored you, it wouldn't be a good thing. And he was such a big scholar. Thus, Pandit Goshai fell into a dilemma. That's Gadadhar Goshai, Pandit. He was in such doubt He could not decide what to do, because why should he hear? Why should Gadara Pandit Goshai hear from this fellow that Lord Chaitanya didn't hear? Okay, although Gadara Pandit Goshai did not want to hear it, Balabhabhat began to read his explanation with great force. Balakha. Because Balabhabhat was such a great learned Brahmana, Gadara Pandit could not forbid him. He was such a humble and patient person, Gadara Goshai. He could not forbid him. Thus he began to think of Krishna. My dear Krishna, he requested, please protect me from this danger. I have taken shelter of you. Antaryami Prabhu Jani Ben Moraman Tare Bhai Nahi Kichu Bishama Taragam. This is a nice, famous verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in everyone's heart, Antaryami, and he will certainly know my mind. Therefore, I do not fear him. His associates, however, are extremely critical. Purport. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exists in everyone's heart. Therefore, he would know the circumstance under which Pandit Goshai agreed to hear Balabhabhat's explanation, and certainly he would not be angry. However, the Vaishnavas, who are always with Lord Chaitanya, might not understand Gadara's inner consciousness, and they might accuse him of having compromised with Balabhabhat, despite his having been neglected by Lord Chaitanya. Gadara Pandit Goshai was seriously thinking in this way. Although Gadara Pandit Goshai was not in the least at fault, some of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees showed affectionate anger toward him. Some of them. Every day, Balabhabhat would come to the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to engage in unnecessary argument with Advaita Acharya and other great personalities such as Swarup Damodar. Whatever conclusions Balabhabhat eagerly presented were refuted by personalities like Advaita Acharya. Whenever Balabhabhat entered the society of devotees headed by Advaita Acharya, he was like a duck in a society of white swans. Baka Praya. Raja Hansa Madhye Jena Rohe Baka Praya. Like a baka. One day, Balabhabhat said to Advaita Acharya, every living entity is female, Prakriti, and considers Krishna as her husband, Pati. It is the duty of a chaste wife, devoted to her husband, not to utter a husband's name, but all of you chant the name of Krishna. How can this be called a religious principle? Whoa, can you imagine? He's sitting there with Haridas Thakur. Oh, I mean, and he has the nerve to say, like, they're all chanting Hare Krishna all the time, whether japa, kirtan, and he's challenging that you don't even utter the name of Krishna. Well, he might get some sauce for that. Advaita Acharya responded, quote, in front of you is Murtiman. Murtiman, the personified religious principles. You should ask him. He will give you the proper answer. Shuni Prabhu Kohen Tumi Najan Dharma Man Swami Agyapali E Pativrata Dharma. Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Balabhabhat, you do not know religious principles. Actually, the first duty of a chaste wife is to carry out the order of her husband. The order of Krishna is to chant his name incessantly. Therefore, one who is chaste and adherent to the husband must chant the Lord's name, for she cannot deny the husband's order. Following this religious principle, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna always chants the holy name. As a result of this, he gets the fruit of ecstatic love for Krishna. Hearing this, Balabhabhat was speechless. He returned home greatly unhappy, and he began to consider thus. Every day I'm defeated in this assembly. If by chance one day I'm victorious, that will be a great source of happiness for me. All my shame will go away. But what means will I adopt to establish my statements? The next day he came to the assembly. Can you imagine? He's coming back for more. This is such a great pastime. The next day he came back to the assembly of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He sat down after offering obeisances to the Lord, and he said something with great pride. garvakari. Sabate kohen kichu mani garvakari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in this song that these are some of my adornments. Amara jivana, garva, vidyabhushan, garva, bhushan or garva. He said, I am adorned with pride, envy, deceit. These are all the negative demoniac qualities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about them in Amara jivana, his song, Amara jivana. Hingsa garva. I'm full of hatred and pride. So it's not a good thing to have. In my commentary on the Bhagavatam, this is what he's saying now. It's like he didn't get enough the day before, this Balaba. But he says, in my commentary on Bhagavatam, I have refuted the explanations of Sridhar Swami. I cannot accept his explanation. Whatever Sridhar Swami reads, he explains according to circumstance. Therefore, he is inconsistent in his explanation and cannot be accepted as an authority. Mahaprabhu smilingly replied, of course, this is all in relation to Gadadhar, because later on he had to surrender to Gadadhar and take him as a spiritual master. I'm forgetting where that part is. It came before or it comes after. Here, let me see. Time is going on. Oh, yeah. It's up here. But anyway, this is the ecstatic pastimes. Wherever you read, Prabhupada said it's like a bag of sugar. If you take a bag of sugar and anywhere, and then it's very sweet. But especially this leads up to the... After saying, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smilingly replied, one who does not accept the Swami, now in Sanskrit, Swami means husband. One who does not accept a Swami as an authority, I consider a prostitute, which is really heavy, and he's starting to call him a prostitute. I mean, like, wow. After saying this, Mahaprabhu was very grave. All the devotees present derived great satisfaction from hearing this statement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended as an incarnation for the benefit of the entire world. Thus he knew the mind of Balabhavat very well. By various hints and refutations, Lord Chaitanya, the personality of God, had corrected Balabhavat as Krishna cut down the false pride of Indra. Going home at night, Balabhavat thought, at Prayag, Lord Chaitanya was so kind to me. He accepted my invitation with other devotees. He was kind to me. Why is he now changed so much in Jagannath Puri? Nothing really changed, just that it changed because you're still a puffed up and you had to get this. Being proud of my learning, I am thinking, let me become victorious. Lord Chaitanya, however, is trying to purify me by nullifying this false pride. I am falsely proud, advertising myself as a learned scholar. Therefore, he insults me just to do me favor. See, he's starting to get a realization. He is actually acting for my benefit, although I interpret his action as insult. This is exactly like Indra. Thinking in that way, Balabhavat approached Lord Chaitanya the next morning. In great humility, offered many prayers. He sought shelter and surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. I am a great fool. I have acted like a fool. You have showed me mercy in a way befitting your position. So Lord Chaitanya gave him this this mercy. And ultimately he surrendered to Gadadhar, who is such a very mellow. He's considered like a shadow or almost an empty person because Lord Chaitanya is plundered in the form of Radharani. He's actually Radharani Gadadhar, and he has plundered, so he's always very submissive. But here, this proud person, Balabhavat, has to take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit's pure ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya was also very deep. It was like Rukmini Devi, who was always especially submissive to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya sometimes desired to see Gadadhar Pandit's affectionate anger, but because of knowledge of his opulences, he could not invoke Gadadhar's anger. For this purpose, Lord Chaitanya sometimes showed apparent anger. Hearing of this anger inspired great fear in the heart of Gadadhar Pandit. Previously in Krishna Leela, when Lord Krishna wanted to joke with Rukmini, she took his words very seriously and fear awoke within her mind. Balabhabhat was accustomed to worshipping Krishna as a child. Therefore, he had been initiated into the Balagopal mantra and was thus worshipping the Lord. In the association of Gadadhar Pandit, his mind was converted and he dedicated his mind to worshipping Kishore Gopal, Krishna, as a young boy. He wanted to be initiated by Gadadhar Pandit, but Gadadhar Pandit refused, saying, "The work of acting as a spiritual master is not possible for me. I am completely dependent. My Lord is Gaurachandra, Lord Chaitanya. I cannot do anything independently without his order. My dear Balabhabhat, your coming to me is not appreciated by Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, he sometimes speaks to chastise me." Some days passed, and when Lord Chaitanya, finally pleased with Balabhabhat, accepted his invitation, the Lord sent Sarup Damodar, Jagadananda, and Govinda to call for Gadadhar Pandit. On the way, Sarup Damodar said to Gadadhar Pandit, "Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to test you, therefore he neglected you. Why did you not retaliate by reproaching him? Why did you fearfully tolerate his criticism?" Gadadhar said, "Lord Chaitanya is completely independent. He is the topmost omniscient personality. It would not look well for me to talk to him as if an equal. I can tolerate whatever he says, bearing it upon my head. He will automatically be merciful to me after considering my faults and attributes." After saying this, Gadadhar Pandit went to Lord Chaitanya and fell down crying at his lotus feet, at the lotus feet of the Lord. Smiling slightly, the Lord embraced him and spoke sweet words so that others would also hear. "I wanted to agitate you," the Lord said, "but you did not become agitated. Indeed, you could not say anything angry. Instead, you tolerated everything. Your mind was not disturbed by my tricks. Rather, you stayed fixed in your simplicity. In this way, you have purchased me." No one can describe the characteristics and ecstatic love of Gadadhar Pandit. Therefore, another name for Lord Chaitanya is Gadadhar Prananath, the life and soul of Gadadhar Pandit. No one can say how merciful the Lord is to Gadadhar Pandit, but people know the Lord as Gadaya Gaura, the Lord Gauranga of Gadadhar Pandit. No one can understand the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are like the Ganga, for hundreds and thousands of branches flow from even one of his activities. Gadadhar Pandit is celebrated all over the world for his gentle behavior, his brahminical attributes, his steady love for Lord Chaitanya. The Lord purified Balabhabhat by cleansing him of the mud of false pride. So, we can wind down there if anybody has comments.
Gadadhar Pandit's mood is so different than Srimati Radharani. So it's more like the other side. So I was just wondering, he's Srimati Radharani, but his mood is different. It seems like more Jagadananda Pandit's mood is more like Radharani. And
well, Satyabhama is also expansion of Radharani. So in that way, he's manifesting that. But the explanation is given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that he's been stolen by Lord Chaitanya. He has taken the mood of Radharani. So Gadadhar is like an empty vessel. He has a certain aspect of Radharani, but not that aspect. He has this very submissive aspect. That's the explanation of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So this is why this empty mood of like total submission, because we have that separation mood of Radharani also, not just feisty, but she has also, she's predominated by Lord Krishna after all. Anything? Okay, so it's late. Everybody, oh, Mahatma is back there. Jai.